Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Blue Star Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. B. Thiagarajan, Managing Director, Blue Star Limited, and Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, Group Chief Financial Officer, Blue Star Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. B. Thiagarajan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to share with you the highlights of Q1 FY27 financial results, which were approved by our board yesterday. Thank you for joining this call. Before I hand it over to Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, I wanted to point out a few things. The first one is you might have seen the results. Particularly, the margins for segment two would have been disappointing to you. We will clarify the facts behind these numbers. Broadly, we have fallen short of the expectations, but the fundamentals are strong. We expect to bounce back in the next 9 months. You need not worry. I will provide that outlook as well. Now, if you specifically look at the segment one, you would have seen that we have grown more than 15%, actually 15.1% in terms of revenue, and the margins were down by around 112 basis points, primarily due to input costs on commodity prices, the exchange rate. That is the impact that is going to be furthermore in segment two as well. In segment two, the revenue growth you will be seeing is around 13%, but a significant drop in the EBIT margins by around 300 basis points. In other words, what was last year Q1 5.8% dropped to 2.9%. Now, if you look at the January to June period for this segment, the EBIT margin has been more or less flat. It is 7.3% to around 7.1%, and that drop is not significant for the H1 part of it. Now, in terms of the market share, you would have seen, some of you at least would have seen the GfK reports. In April, we lost around 50 basis points for room air conditioners, and in May, we gained around 10 basis points. In June, we gained around 50 basis points. This is where the full story lies about the numbers. We entered the financial year with the hope that we will be able to pass on the commodity price and other input cost increase to the consumers. The total impact that we wanted to pass on was around 13%. What we could pass on was only 5%. In April, the summer set in much later. You will recall that it was around April 20th. In the May investor call itself, I had pointed out that it was a late summer, and we hoped that in the last week of April, when the summer season picks up, we will be able to manage our margins and pass on the entire cost increase, which didn't happen. We lost the market share, and that's why 50 basis points in tertiary sales was the erosion in terms of market share. We embarked on corrections from the second half of May itself, and we gained market share. I told you 10 basis points. In June, additional 50 basis points. Q1 as a whole, in the secondary tertiary sales, our market share erosion is just 30 basis points, which is not significant. Now, we closed the year with around 14.25%. We will be marginally lower than 14% market share. Now, this market share management has happened basically by maintaining the prices in line with what is prevailing in the market and incurring huge expenditure in terms of consumer schemes because we wanted the tertiary sales volume to go down, because at some point of a time, primary sales will have to begin. Now, the segment two, revenue growth, one may wonder why GFK is reporting a decent growth, why the revenue growth is this. GFK is a secondary tertiary data, which more or less correlates with the primary sales data. The real problem is the commercial refrigeration business, which has degrown by around 15%, and it is primarily due to deep freezers and the cold rooms. Specifically the ice cream, as well as the frozen food and the quick service business segment did not do well. On the whole, segment two revenue drop is appearing to be 13%, or it is 13% because of commercial refrigeration. So the bottom line is as follows, that we took a hit in the operating margin in order to more or less maintain our market share. And still, as we speak, the commodity prices are going up. Our expectation is that this should correct over the rest of the year, because at some point of a time, we expect market prices also to go up. Now, the outlook, I am without waiting for the questions, I am disclosing here. Our estimate is that the revival will happen sometime end of August to September as the festival season begins. And the corrections are going to happen significantly in Q3 as well as Q4, because we are taking several actions, including rejigging our product portfolio. That exercise has begun. And as of now, we have a visibility to close the year with an operating margin of over 6.5% for segment two in financial year FY27. As far as segment one is concerned, the margin outlook remains the same, 6.5 to 7%. Now, our big focus is to manage between the market share and the margins. And in Q1, which is an aberration, we could manage the tertiary market share more or less at the same level as we were last year. We took a hit in the margin. Now the focus will have to shift to rejigging the product portfolio. Otherwise, the fundamentals are strong and we look forward to closing the year on a higher note. The two significant things that have happened or silver linings are, number one, our continued leadership position in the data center MEP projects segment. We have close to around 1,500 crores of order inflow from this segment alone, taking the pending order book or the carried forward order book as on 30th June 2026 to over 7,700 crores. And we expect the order inflow for the full financial year from data center MEP projects to be around 3,000 crores. And in revenue terms, it should translate to close to around rupees 1,400 crores. And as I had stated in the last conference call, in many other media interactions or one-on-one interactions, the data center MEP projects will constitute close to 20% of our revenue at around 4,000 crores coming from the data center MEP projects alone by FY29. So that segment is the one which is performing exceedingly well. The second highlight will be the net cash position. We have managed our working capital well, the inventories are under control, and our debtor position is very strong, and we are having a net cash position of rupees 900 crores, more than 500 crores higher cash than last year. Last year was some 371 crores of cash. The carried forward order book is very healthy, so the B2B part of the business should be doing well with around rupees 7,764 crores. So the singular focus in the next 6 months to 9 months will be improving the margins for the room air conditioners specifically. We are certain that we will hold on to the market share. That's not the issue. The issue is we have to rejig the product portfolio. And even as the competition intensifies, how we will close the year with a margin of over 6.5%. Ideally, we would like to be 7%-7.5%, which I do not have the view as of now. So we have to wait for the war to end and how the exchange rate, how the commodity prices are going to move. So on the whole, I mentioned to ET now this morning, it's a four-test match series. The first match is lost, and there are three more matches which you have to bounce back and win. And I'm certain we will win. With that, I hand over to Nikhil. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thiagarajan. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nikhil Sawhney, and I will be providing you an overview of the results of Blue Star Limited for the quarter ended June 2026. Since many of you would have gone through the results, I'll keep this brief so that we get more time for Q&A session. Coming to financial highlights, as we had indicated previously, Q1 FY27 was a challenging quarter with many headwinds, including unprecedented escalation in commodity prices, depreciation of rupee, delayed onset of summer season, and a huge inventory pileup of room ACs in the trade. While the revenue growth for the quarter was 13%, the margins were impacted. A key positive was a strong inflow of data center energy project orders, reflecting the sustained momentum in this high growth segment. The financial highlights for the quarter ended June 2026 on a consolidated basis are summarized as follows. Revenue, as you already seen, revenue from operations of Q1 have grown by 13.3% to 3,378 crores as compared to rupees 2,982 crores in Q1 of FY26, and the PBT before exceptional items dropped by 23.7% to 125.6 crores as compared to 164.6 crores in Q1 of last year. The carried forward order book as on June 30, 2026 grew by 13.5% to rupees 7,764 crores as compared to rupees 6,843 crores as on June 30, 2025. Carry forward order book as on March 31 stood at 6,923 crores. The quarter ended with a strong net cash position of rupees 900 crores as on June 30, 2026 as compared to a net cash position of rupees 371 crores as on June 30, 2025. The improvement was driven by a release of working capital during the quarter. Coming to segment-wise highlights, segment one, that is electromechanical projects and commercial air conditioning, the order inflow for the quarter was strong at rupees 2,435 crores in Q1 of the current year as compared to rupees 1,963 crores in Q1 FY26, a growth of 24%. Within this electromechanical projects business, we recorded strong order bookings in the projects business during this quarter, driven primarily by data centers. While in the other market segments like commercial office, factories, infrastructure, order inflow remained sluggish as cost escalations due to West Asia crisis led to deferment of order finalization. Given the escalation of the input material cost, we continue to exercise caution in this business. We are also in the process of accelerating the closure of large infrastructure projects. Coming to commercial air conditioning systems, during the quarter, this business reported growth on back of reasonable demand from industrial, retail and healthcare segments. All key product categories like ducted, VRF and chillers registered growth during the quarter. From the inquiries and order inflow, growth prospects for the rest of the year appear reasonably good. However, escalating commodity prices and a depreciating currency will continue to put pressure on margins in this business. International business, our international business witnessed good growth in Q1 FY27 despite of supply chain and logistic disruptions. With product approvals in place for a few customers, we are looking to scale this business to generate additional export revenue of $100 million per annum from FY28. While the demand is good, the future prospects of U.S. business is largely dependent on U.S. trade tariffs. Overall, segment 1 revenue grew 15.1% to rupees 1,625 crores in this quarter as compared to rupees 1,412 crores in Q1 of FY26. and the segment result was rupees 111 crores, which was 6.8% of revenue, as compared to rupees 112 crores, which was 7.9% of revenue in Q1 of FY26. The margin for this segment is influenced by the projects and product mix, and hence it may vary quarter to quarter. Coming to segment 2, that is unitary products, for cooling products, the quarter began with a delayed onset of summer season. There was a pressure to liquidate the inventory pileup with the trade. As far as primary sales are concerned, we are attempting to pass on at least part of the cost escalation impact, but market operating prices remained low. You may recall we had deferred certain discretionary costs which were incurred during last quarter. In summer, short summer window, with investments in advertising, trade schemes and consumer finance offers, while we succeeded in good performance in tertiary sales, we could not succeed in achieving desirable primary sales volume growth. All of this impacted our margins. If we normalize the timing impact of discretionary cost, our margins for this segment from January 26 to June 26 stands at 7%. Going forward, with continued escalation in input costs and weakness in Indian rupee, we expect margins to be under pressure. Our endeavor will be to further tweak the product portfolio with a basket of competitive entry-level products to accelerate revenue growth and improve profitability. Coming to commercial refrigeration business, the commercial refrigeration business witnessed degrowth during the current quarter as demand for deep freezers from ice cream OEMs was muted. We expect the demand to pick up during the festive season. So even though we maintained the market share, the degrowth was to the extent of around 15% in deep freezers itself. So consequent to the above, the segment 2 revenue grew by 12.8% to 1,689.3 crores in Q1 of FY27 as compared to rupees 1,499 crores in Q1 of FY26. And the segment result was rupees 50 crores, that is 2.9% of revenue in Q1 of the FY27 as compared to rupees 87 crores, which was 5.8% of revenue in Q1 of FY26. Coming to segment 3, that is professional electronics and industrial systems, the revenue degrew by 9.7% to 63.6 crores in Q1 FY27 as compared to rupees 70.4 crores in Q1 of FY26. And the segment result was rupees 9.5 crores, which was 15.1% of revenue in Q1 of FY27 as compared to rupees 7.6 crores, which was 10.8% of revenue in Q1 FY26. The segment revenue declined mainly due to continued challenges in medtech business. Finally, coming to business outlook, overall in FY27, the electromechanical project business will benefit from strong inflow of orders from data center MEP projects. Commodity prices and exchange rates continue to be highly volatile, and our endeavor will be to balance volume growth and margins prudently in our products business. While the fundamentals of Blue Star and the medium-term outlook for the HVAC industry continue to be strong, in view of the West Asia conflict and consequent market uncertainties, we remain cautious about the outlook for this financial year. So we will now request for questions to be from the... Yeah.
Shall we open the line for questions?
Yeah, please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Manoj Gori with Equirus Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question first on the RAC to revive margins. One, you have...
Maybe a little louder.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So to revive margins in the unitary product segment, and especially for room AC, one, we highlighted about the product reject. Can you also highlight what would be the other thing that they would be... And one thing, in Q1, what was the impact of this deferred cost? Because Q4 obviously looked optically higher and Q1 is optically looking far weaker. So adjusted for that, what would have been your Q1 margins and probably what are the other initiatives that we are taking to revive our margins for unitary products for rest of FY27? And my second question on MEP business. So here we have been very positive even in the press release and even in the opening remarks. So earlier we were talking about 8 to 10% kind of revenue guidance for this business for the entire FY27. Are we looking to upgrade our guidance on MEP business? Yeah, those are my two questions.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Dagarajan, you're there?
I am there. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So, thank you for your question. First of all, there is no deferred cost from Q4 at all, because you mentioned something like, what is the deferred cost? The margin that we declared in Q4 is the right margin. Now, it was a double-digit margin, if you recollect, okay? And there is no deferred cost into Q1 or anything. It is an actual cost that was incurred in Q4. How it has to be understood is that there is, when you do the material accounting, it is on a rolling basis. So you will have an inventory of some old material also being there. And as you move into the season, there will be a fresh material that will be coming in. Okay. Now, the price increase that is to be passed on had not been passed on fully. That is the first part of it. There is a second part. We wait for, okay, April last week, summer has set in May, whether the market situation changes. Unfortunately, it did not change because many of our competitors had material and they were maintaining lower prices. So in the process, having understood that we lost a 50 basis point market share in April, What we should be doing? We should be doing that, look, it is important in this business to be not losing the market share, to what extent you can go ahead and do. So our immediate thing is that our tertiary sales should be improved through consumer finance and other schemes so that the dealers are able to liquidate. So we incurred those costs, the in-shop demonstrators, advertising, field marketing, and the consumer finance. So these costs came in May and June in a significant manner, which resulted in our bouncing back with a 10 basis point market share in tertiary sales. And again in June, I think we performed exceedingly well in the industry with a 50 basis point gain of market share. Now, suddenly in June, the summer ends after the first week because the consumer sentiments also changed the moment the petroleum prices started going up, etc. So you asked about the second part. So the margin that is declared is not due to any deferred cost and all. It is an actual margin. That is what has taken place. Now, what needs to be done? You have to, hopefully, the involved inventory, all of the industry is getting exhausted. So the market operating prices, one hopes, will go up. And the second part is, fortunately, it is a lean season. The second quarter is not a big quarter. It will pick up from Onam season, Ganpati, onwards towards the festival season. That is the place where we have to look at what we can do in taking out the cost out of the products very quickly. That is the second part of the exercise. So the third part of the exercise is by Q4, we should have rejigged our product portfolio. There are numerous opportunities that, look, we have demonstrated it again and again. Now, that's why I'm saying that you may see a slight improvement in Q2. Q3 should be much better. Q4 will be a defining period. So our calculations show with the cost saving opportunities that we have got and our view of the market, I am saying that 6.5 for full year may not be a challenge. And you have to look at 7 to 7.5. That's what I've been saying, that this business should operate at. And we are the industry benchmark for ROC. That part of it is not an issue at all, that we continue to do well there. Even in terms of working capital, you have seen. So the real challenge is the market operating prices in the industry vis-a-vis what costs and what market share goals we have got. And that's how you have to understand it. Commercial refrigeration products could have helped in terms of the revenue growth. The margin profile there is not significantly different. Only in the cold rooms it will be different. In the deep freezer is again a unitary cooling product. Unfortunately, that has been that has been doing badly, that the industry itself. Now, one hopes in the festival season that also revives, because for a long period it cannot be muted. This is the answer. Thank you.
Sure, sir. And lastly, on the MEP business,
I will tell you. We have never stated about 8 to 9% margin at all. See,
on the revenue side. On the revenue side.
Yeah, so I had indicated the CAGR for the room air conditioners as a category for the industry over a 5-year period, 18% is looking good. I had also stated commercial air conditioning or MEP projects in terms of CAGR, you should look at only 8 to 10% kind of growth. It is not a sector which is going to grow. But what has significantly changed is the data center segment, where there is a huge rush to block the capacities of the vendors, that many data center operators are blocking our capacity. Can you take this order? Can you sign a 3-year contract? That is what is happening. And at the same time, you have to understand there is a infra projects business that we have. We have a buildings vertical we have. And our principle is very clear, that I cannot, for a data center segment, go ahead and expand my team exponentially. I am expanding my team. I am investing in manpower, but also significant amount of my manpower and other resources are getting diverted from infra and building sector. So probably the growth what we indicated as 8 to 10 may go up to 12 for a couple of years. It can. And I have given you the figure. That is today, this financial year, you can take that our order inflow will be 3,000 crores and our revenue will be 1,350 crores from this segment alone. And this is likely to become an order inflow of around 4,500 crores next year and around 2,100 crore of revenue next year. That's where it is. So this segment can accelerate the growth, but this is limited to this particular segment. And it may be there again. We think that there will be a cycle. There is a huge rush and there will be a dip and again it will be coming back. So it is not on a steady state. Whereas in room air conditioner, because of the penetration, you can say over a 5-year period, 18% CAGR is assured like that.
Sure, sir. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Natasha Jain with PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So three questions. One, in terms of the import cost, especially in quarter two, given that we'll now be importing compressors, heavy lifting that, and 40% of the BOM cost we import. Additionally, copper sequentially is also up 9%. We've any which way is not taken, or the industry has not taken the entire price hike. So on that note, and given that volumes are already tepid, do you think that margins will look more blown out of proportion on the negative side in quarter two, and therefore 6.5%, which you just guided on the segment two EBIT, do you think that could also see further tapering going into the year? First question that. Second question, sir, is on the trade scheme. So could you call out specifically what these schemes were And just want to know if it was more a direct discounting or not, and more so from, was it competition that took so much of discounting that we had to follow through? Because usually Blue Star as a company do not engage in such kind of discounting. And going forward, how difficult will it be to roll back these discounts and then sell without all this? And lastly, sir, on the data center NEP work, is this more a margin accretive business or this is more of a top line story? Yeah, that's all.
So I'll answer the last one first. The data center business is not a top line alone. It out of the MEP project verticals, if you take buildings or the infra projects like metro railway or electrical water, compared with that, the data center segment is attractive for the simple reason these are 8 to 12 months commissioning projects. It doesn't last 3-4 years. The second thing is the payment terms are very favorable. Third is there are enough price escalation provisions on the metal prices specifically and on electrical items. So we are very happy with the MEP projects. The execution pressure will be high, and we are leaders there today basically because we deliver these projects well. And therefore, we are being given a premium or something like that, but we are the preferred contractors. It is, compared with other segments, it is very attractive. So it is not a top-line story alone. It is a highly profitable business with good cash flows. And we will be also investing there in modernizing the execution, improving our efficiency, and it requires specialized professionals. We are investing in human resources as well. So that is the first part of it. Come to the room air conditioners. Your question is a combination of strategic as well as current operational issues. You are right. The Blue Star would like to be in that high-end premium segment. For us, the profitability has been more important than the market share. Now, our behavior would have been like that had it not been for the unprecedented increase in the input costs. And our behavior would have been different if it is not the year after a bad summer year. Okay. So we started with Q4 was a stellar performance. You are aware of it. It is close to 10.4% operating margin that we delivered. And we ended the year with a market share gain. And despite being a bad summer year, so we felt that this strategy is going to work in the month of April. It didn't work. And suddenly in 1 month alone, with around 50 basis points, and the inputs we had from the trade was that, look, you are going on increasing the prices and we are not able to lift, we are not able to sell. So the immediate thing decision was that I have to help the dealers sell. And that was through the promotions and specifically the consumer finance. So this consumer finance cost had significantly gone up, but it paid off. And we saw in the 15 days in May when we took the decision, our reversing the whole trend and gaining 10 basis points of market share. In June, even though the summer ended, we ended up gaining around 50 basis points market share. So it is about managing tactically in order that we were very sure 6 months nothing will change. If we don't act now, let us do that. But all along the hope was that at some point of a time, you know this war is going to end or it happens, then it suddenly starts, but it is lingering. So having said that, I do not foresee in Q2 anything dramatically going to change in terms of the cost structure. Input costs are going to be higher only. What I'm expecting is the market operating prices should be better than what it is. It's not going to be dramatically different, but it will be better than what prevailed in Q1, because I'm estimating that the old inventory that was there would have got liquidated. You have to also keep in mind, because of the energy label change, the trade bought excess material of the old energy label material and continued till April with that material. Because only manufacturers cannot build. The trade can keep stocking that and selling that product. So I am expecting the market operating prices to go up. From our side, we are trying to see that how we can make certain products more competitive. So as you can imagine, this will take time. It is not overnight. You have to do the testing, etc., then alternate component. Or some product we were developing, we were waiting for 6 more months to launch it. We are expediting that. All these actions have to take place or beginning to take place from now on. And Q3, if the festival season is doing well, we should be improving the margin further. But we are determined. We will get back to our conventional margins in Q4. But these are our plans. That the entire thing depends also on the West Asia crisis, exchange rate. Then you have got how the competition is going to behave. My outlook, I had said that once upon a time it was a 12% margin industry, and it came down to 9.5 to 10. It came down to 8 to 8.5. Off late, I have been saving it is going to be 7.5 to 8%, and I am only hoping that but for this commodity price increase, it should go back to 7.5 to 8. It will be unfortunate if this growing industry also settles down to some 6.5% industry basis combined all put together. I don't think it will happen, because the opportunities are plenty, and I think because of the energy label changes, because of the regulatory changes, because of Make in India, and this should change. One more thing you have to remember is the PLI schemes, the people are at their peak and it will be coming to an end. This 4,000 crores of PLI is going to anyway get diluted, because PLI is not based on the production. It is based on an incremental sale. So over the base year of 2022, if Kumsavar is going to sell more, they are going to get more incentive. It is a SLI, not really a PLI, though it is called a PLI. So you have to be conscious of that fact as well. That money is also getting diluted into the pricing. Now, bottom line, how confident I am that we will reach 6.5, I am certain we will. I am very much, unless something completely untoward happens of a full-blown war in the Middle East and the economy collapses, global economy. Otherwise, 6.5 should be possible. There are enough levers we have already identified. Whether it will be 7 or 7.5, we are unable to state. Whether Blue Star will maintain its market share, that is the decision now. That because of 1 year of unprecedented commodity price escalation and market not able to pass on, whether we should slide back in our market share. May first week itself, May second week, we made up our mind that we should not allow the market share to deteriorate. This period will be over at some point of time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. Next question comes from the line of Saumil Mehta with Kotak MF. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So 2 questions from my side. First, in terms of the commercial ref, where you told that there was a degrowth because of the deep freezers and ice cream, was it got to do with the industry-wide demand destruction, or was it specific market share loss because of higher competitive intensity or pricing?
We have held on to our market share. There is absolutely no problem. Unlike room air conditioners, where you have a GFK data, we do not have. We have to go by industry data that is available. That business is through predominantly through the OEMs. I don't think there is a residential market of significant size. So we know which are the rate contracts, which are, whether it is Amul or Mother Dairy or Havmore, so many ice cream brands, what they are lifting from there. So this is not a market share loss. The industry has not grown. And that's why we are hopeful at some point of a time it has to revive.
Sure. And in terms of the MEP division, where incremental ordering from data center is going up, now you mentioned that the terms of trades are better and obviously it comes at a slightly better margin, I believe. So if not now, from a structurally 2 or 3 years perspective, is it fair to assume that the Unit 1 division can see margins in north of 8-8.5% on a structural basis with far better ROC because of a better payment terms?
Certainly, as we move towards that peak golden period of data center dominated MEP segment, the margin should go up.
Sure. And my last question, sir, in terms of the revenue growth for the UCP, broadly, if you can split not the exact number, but what was the volume growth and value growth for the current quarter?
In terms of how the market would have, the primary basically comes from the industry estimates. Actually, you have multiple points of checking that how it is, and you do get the data from the retailers, large retailers like Croma, Vijay Sales, and Reliance Jio. So you can, that's the basis of that. My estimate is in Q1, room air conditioners market in volume terms grew by 21% is my estimate, and Blue Star grew by 18%. Okay?
Blue Star.
And in volume terms. In revenue terms, the market grew by, I'm talking only about the Q1 period. My
sure.
estimate is it grew by 25% and Blue Star grew by 21%. These are all on the primary sales basis because your market share is based on primary, right? The GFK talks about the tertiary. So the revenue terms, market had grown by 25%, Blue Star grew by 21%. You are seeing the revenue growth as 13 because commercial refrigeration has pulled it down, okay? Now, so this data will correlate with what GFK tertiary is saying as well, but if you look at July, August, September, this should play out in this manner that we do have the lag between the industry and ours. So what it translates to? In secondary sales, Blue Star lost a market share of 30 BPS compared with March or compared with FY26, which is 0.3% drop in tertiary sales. In the primary sales, because of that April huge dip, Blue Star lost 0.65% or 65 BPS. This is the data.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and all the best for subsequent quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Praveen Sahai with PL Capital, Tokudas Siladar, please go ahead. Mr. Sahai, sorry for interrupting. We cannot hear you. Your voice is breaking. Can you come in the range and talk?
Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, thank you, sir, for opportunity and detailed explanation about the result. My question is related to commercial AC because there the growth in the Q1 has been good and you are expecting a good growth there as well while there is some contraction in the margin. So what kind of a growth you had seen in the Q1 and way forward how much you are expecting from the commercial AC space?
Commercial AC space, again, is driven by today. manufacturing or industrial sector, which is doing well. Data center chillers market is growing, but while we'll have a 30% market share in data center MEP projects, and our market share will be 10 to 12% in data center chillers, because we compete with the larger multinational players there. There are 4 or 5 of them. We compete with them. So there the market share is not 30%. Now, if you look at manufacturing, if you look at the other sector which had driven growth is the healthcare sector. The other sector which is also doing well is the education sector. There are few other sectors which are not doing well. But this quarter, we are seeing them reviving as well. Most importantly, the retail and the education sectors. These should be coming back. The outlook will be that around 10% growth is easily possible in commercial air conditioning. And 15%, I am not able to predict now.
Right, sir.
I'm not able to hear you.
So, how much of the capex you have done in the Q1, and for the next 9 months, how much is it planned?
Nikhil will answer that.
So, in Q1, the capex has been in the region of around 60 to 70 crores. And annually, if you see, we our capex. When I say capex, it includes capex. It includes R&D intangible spends, if any, on product development, as well as any digital spends that we do. Overall, the growth related spend should be in the region of around 300 to 350 crores if everything goes as per plan.
Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar with Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the inventory, channel inventory levels currently in the industry or with Blue Star. Is it normalized? And if yes, at what level is it?
I don't think it is in an alarming level, but it has not normalized. See, the anticipation was the summer will continue beyond June 10th into July. That was the expectation. But June itself, after 10th, it suddenly collapsed the demand. So therefore, the channels carry some more inventory. But I don't think it is an alarming level at all. The key question to be asked is that, when the channel will start buying the new inventory for the forthcoming festival season. I think in Kerala it should start just before Onam, the rest of it during the Ganesh Chaturthi period onwards. So this month is going to be a lull. That's how it will be.
So by normalized, should we assume a 45 to 50 days reasonable level right now?
Here again, there is a lot of confusion with regard to when you say there are the brands who hold the stocks in the field in their warehouses, okay? Then the trade have already bought it and they are selling it during the month. Now, if you put together, my estimate is it will be 60 days should be normal.
Got it.
If you take the trade alone, 45 days should be normal. But what happened in Q1 or what happened in Q4 of last year is a different phenomenon altogether. That the energy label has changed, you buy that material. So carry excess inventory in the hope of summer. So then the summer gets delayed, then chaotic pricing in order to liquidate. Then the brands say that I'm going to increase the prices and therefore the trade starts buying before it goes up in the hope of summer. Then the summer is a curtailed summer, but I wouldn't still complain. I think the volume growth of around 25% happened. See, this is also a function of what is the total manufacturing capacity today. It is almost double of the market size. They wouldn't have produced double, but that is the capacity available thanks to the PLI scheme and the competition entering this particular space. There is excess capacity available. So all the consumer and durable industry go through one particular phase, and that's what we are in. If the commodity prices wouldn't have gone up in this manner, or exchange rate would have been reasonably under control, if the summer season would have been good, the pain will not be there. But this is a perfect storm of multiple things happening.
Understood. So second question on price hikes. You did mention that you attempted to pass on a part of the cost surge, but you had to keep the prices largely in tandem with the marketplace prices. So about 5% hike is what was in net affected in Q1. In your view, how much price hike should be required to recoup our loss margins from here on?
Strictly speaking, even in the month of May, 8% more was needed. As we speak, yesterday the copper has touched a record price. I don't know today what it is. The rupee is still volatile. And the petroleum-based products, prices will keep going up. So, ideally, you pass on additional 8%, but that is not going to be available. It all depends on how the market is going to behave. So, you have to go ahead and reduce the cost. There is no other go. I don't think market will be accepting it.
Understood, sir. Very clear.
And who does it faster will be the beneficiary.
Got it, sir. Very clear, and all the best to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Aditya Bhartia with Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. So given that we had increased prices only in line with the industry at around 5%, then what do you think led to the market share loss? That's my first question. And a related question is that when we speak about product rejig, what does this necessarily entail? And are we confident that the entire exercise should be done by third quarter, and during the festive season and fourth quarter we can benefit out of it? Thank you, sir.
So the first part is that I don't think many brands had increased it even by 5%. The prices were, the products at older prices were available even in the month of June. And some of you had done the channel check, they were asking me this question. There are many products which are manufactured in January, February or on the shelves even in June, despite being a good summer. So that means the products have been manufactured. See, the people who have strategically bought the commodities, knowing that it is going up, it is probable. And they were, if there are enough OEMs in the market, you are aware of it that they can operate with 3.5% to 4% margin. And you had many others other than the regular players getting into this with the OEM-made manufactured products. So it is not that even that 5% was passed on by the other brands. We had many brands who had not even increased it by 5%. The second part is that Blue Star's own thing could have been that had we known, we would have re-engineered the products, but the new energy label, when we launched the products, we were very clear that we will have products at all price points. We will have the new energy label products. We will have premium products as well. But what should have been different in retrospect is that all that it is needed is the lowest cost entry level products, predominantly 90% has to be that. That is the thing. Now your question is whether in 6 months it can be done. It can be done. There is no problem. There are quite a few levers have to be used. The alternate makes of the components. Some portfolio may have to be outsourced. In certain other cases, the products will have to be redesigned. And fortunately, we have multiple designs. Like for example, CCT has certain products, and our Himachal factories produce a different design. We have already plans to cut down some of the models and replace it with cost competitive models. But what will not change is, we are very clear from in terms of brand positioning. It has to be durable products. It has to be highly reliable products. It should be differentiated. Within that element, we have to compete on price as well. So it is not that we will go down the path of cheap products, which is not the idea at all. But we have enough levers. That's why I'm saying you in Q2 may not be any change. By the way, the earlier person had asked a question, will it get into negative territory? I don't think so. We know for sure the improvement opportunities within Q2 in the lean quarter will be very limited. Some operating costs can be controlled, because you don't need, we don't have a pressure of a secondary sales movement at this point of time. And Q3, Q4, we are confident.
Understood, sir. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rahul Agarwal with Ikigai Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, everybody on the call. Sir, just one question on exports. You know, excited to read this statement of, additional $100 million of, opportunities in fiscal 28 itself, largely coming from U.S. Just wanted to understand, what is the current export run rate for the full year? Let's say we can talk about the last year. And then 27, you already spoke about good growth in 1Q. How do you look at the current year? And then fiscal 28, is U.S. only going to be contributing to this growth? Because Middle East will obviously recover, we are assuming that. And then over and upwards of that, how do you see the opportunity in Europe? A lot more media is taking quite a bit of mind share there. Can we do anything over there?
So the Nikhil will take out from the annual report, the U.S. revenue is listed there. He will read it out for you from the balance sheet itself. That's a disclosed figure anyway. Now the statement that we are making is inconsistent with what I have been saying. There are three distinct markets. There is our traditional Middle East Africa market, which is muted for obvious reasons. Okay, that we have to wait for this crisis to be over. In any case, it was a very small market for us. And it is not a highly profitable market. The most profitable market for air conditioning industry is North America. That is the most profitable market for any brand. And then comes Europe. Now, the two products that we are pursuing are air-to-air heat pump, air-to-water heat pump. And these are to replace the conventional heating systems out there. And, boiler-based heating. Now, U.S. is beginning to move in that direction, that too with a new refrigerant. And we were also very clear, we won't directly enter in our brand, which is an expensive proposition. Profitable opportunity is manufacturing products for other brands there under the CDM route. OEM is original equipment manufacturing. ODM is original design and manufacturing. CDM is custom design and manufacturing, which means a brand in US has decided that I'm going to introduce these models of these features, and you custom design for them and you manufacture and export. And this process takes a long time. With a couple of customers, we have progressed. Our shipments are taking place. Trial orders complete. It has completed two seasons of summer and winter now. And it is on the verge of scaling. And there, this complication over the past 12 months of which tariff, there is a derivative tariff, there is suddenly 100% free trade agreement is hanging. Despite that, we have done that revenue figure Nikhil will give you. And as we continue, the shipments are beginning to take place. All are waiting for when this trade-related issues will get resolved. That's where US is. It is not scaling now only for that reason. Otherwise, the customers are desperate to get this product. It is a huge success there. Now come to Europe. In Europe, it is not new construction. New construction is very limited. It is supposed to be replacement or retrofit into the existing homes. Now, Europe behaves in a completely different manner. They all expect subsidy from the government. The governments at some point of time introduced a subsidy and they withdrew that. Germany was the first one to do. And the consumer question is that, look, you are trying to de-risk the Chinese gas issue. You want to become green and then the government should support. That is the position of the consumers. Now, therefore, the market is now limited to the extent of only the consumers who can afford and go ahead and do. Therefore, our OEMs are not growing. For me to grow, my OEM should see a boom in that market. And they believe that once this crisis is over, there should be growth. For a long time, it cannot be muted like that. In both US and Europe, we are seen as China plus one. Whether China can supply them the product, they can very well supply. There are two issues. The China tariff is higher and the geopolitical issues, and they would like to de-risk and have one more country supplying. Now, from India, we are better placed for the simple reason our multinational competitors are directly in there. So the other American players will not buy from them. They have to buy from us, preferably if we do well. And good news, the learning curve is over. These products are perfected. These products are working. And we hope this tariff thing cannot linger for a long time. And we should be going. This is the full story about international business.
Yeah, so how should we look at...
In case wanted to know the export numbers, in the current year, you know, the rupee has moved. So taking an average, you can put it at around $80 to $85 million in the current FY26, the reported year, last year. And year before that, it would have been in the region of around 55 to 60. So around last year, growth will be around 40% in exports.
And $100 million is going to be additional revenue over and upwards of this? In
yes. So,
additional over FY26 figures.
Yeah, additional over FY26 and by FY28.
Right. So about $200 million, about $180, $190 million, right?
Correct.
Hello. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the detailed answer and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Niransh Jain with BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Jain, please go ahead. Thank you.
Yes. So, thank you for the opportunity. So, just one clarification on the price hike. So, in the last quarter, we have said that we have taken roughly 5% increase on the account of BE rating and another 8% on the commodity inflation. Now, when we are looking at this quarter numbers, our price action seems to be somewhere close to 3 to 4%. So, this gap is largely on the account of discounting and Is that true? And if that is true, then how are we looking at the price, like the ASP
no.
increase for us for the next 3 quarters?
No, your understanding is only partially right. The 5 plus 8, 13 is supposed to be passed on. We could succeed in passing on only around 5, some model 3, some models 4, some model 5. We failed or it was not possible for us to pass on the rest at all. This is in terms of the gross margin. Then you have got the operating costs that are there. That is, you know, what happens is when you are pushing the treasury sale, you are going to be incurring costs in consumer finance and other costs in shop promotions, advertising. So the combined effect is resulting in a margin erosion. This is what it is. So that the balance 8 is not passed on.
Sure, sir. And going ahead, at least for the balance FY27, are we looking at these the pass on, or is it contingent on the purely contingent on demand as of now?
I mentioned the month of July, August is not a big one. The September it should pick up. And only when sale is there, you can adjust the margin, right? If there is a very small quantities are sold, that margin is not going to impact your quarter margin. So I see only a marginal improvement happening in Q2 per se. Q3 will be, assuming the festival season does well, it should be doing well. Q4 should be doing well, because by then we will be ready with many new other cost saving in the product. There are the cost takeout from the products. So there are a new portfolio, a mix of what we may outsource and what we will make ourselves. And so I had stated that I am able to have, you know, disclose that 6.5% is possible full year. Our aspiration is 7.5. So 7 or 7.5, we have to wait and see how we progress each quarter. That's where we are.
And sir, do you think structurally, like not for this year, but structurally the aspiration of 8 to 8.5% that has now come down to somewhere between 7 to 7.5%?
No, again, I had clarified this earlier, much earlier. The question is, it used to be a 12% thing. It came down to 10. We said that it will be 9.5 to 10. The industry, then I had stated 8 to 8.5. Then last quarter, I have been, not last quarter, for the last 6 months, I have been saying with the capacity that has increased and the intense competition and the entry level, you know, buyers driving the growth, it more looks like 7.5 to 8. That's what I stated. And I stated today, the unfortunate part will be if it is to drop to 6.5% industry. I don't think it will happen, given that the 18% growth CAGR is going to take place. And it will be a disaster if it drops to 6.5. This industry at this stage, going by what all has happened in television or washing machines or refrigerator, I think it will hold on to 7 to 7.5. And this is not a period to judge that. This period is what energy level change and erratic commodity price and exchange rate, you will not be able to get the answer. I think if this crisis goes some stable period, FY27 may determine that. I still believe that it will be a 7.5% operating margin industry.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Sohoni for closing comments.
Yes, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. With this, we conclude this quarter's earnings call. Do feel free to revert to us in case any of your questions were not fully answered, and we'll be happy to provide you additional details by email or in person. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Blue Star Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.